Well, he told me he was a cousin to Roland.
Yeah, well, that's who he is, then.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of them boys.
Yeah, I got acquainted with him. We were working. We got talking about it, and I'd remembered the name, you know. I knew that, and so I asked him about it, and he said, yeah. And I said, well, I'm a stepbrother to Ed. And, oh, well, we got up quite a conversation, see, and we worked together a long time out there building it. It was about 3 or 4 years building that big dam up there where we got that lake.
You get back, you better cut down on them groceries a little.
I have cut down. I'm not near, boy, I ain't got near the gut there that I did have. Man, I was bigger than this fella here. I was selling up for 265 pounds when I quit work. I brought her way down. I put on a pretty good feed last night.
Yeah.
You fed me pretty good yesterday lunch. And
I didn't have that much to eat yesterday, though.
I put on a good feed. I went out to a big fish dinner last night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I heard old Joe Tyler.
Yeah. He'd raised down there from yet on this farm, too.
Right. Yeah, I was raised down. I was about 5 and a half years old.
Something like that.
Yeah. And
he's a stepbrother.
I was about 5 and a half years old when my mother and Ed's dad married. We were all raised down there on this farm.
I just tell them what all we raised down there. I'm talking about the hogs and the corn.
Oh, we raised
and the
everything. I know after I got up older, and I'd go off down to Texas, working the oil field and around and all, you know. And about the time Dad started killing hogs, he said, well, old Skeeter will be home, because then I started killing hogs. He told some of them, said,
he had a lot to help down there whenever we kill them.
Yeah.
That old Jim and George and the old Scoggins, and I don't know.
Oh,
who
I don't know. We used to
three families of those niggers.
We used to have a bunch of them down there. Some lived all down there in a little house there between there and that.
Well, that's old Jim.
Yeah.
Well, he'd get a lot of these people.
And I don't remember those that night. Come storm, blowed the one house away. They got out of it, though, and got around to the barn for it. We had a house built there right south.
That was after I left home.
Yeah, I was right south of the garden there, you know. We had a big garden right south of the house.
Last time I remember that old Jim and his family.
Well, it might have been him. I don't know. Him and his wife and, I don't know, had one or two kids. And they got out of the house and went around to... Ebby and I had been to Broken Bow to a ball game. That's while I was still going to school there. Ebby was. We were going to school together over here at the old high school here. And we'd been over to Broken Bow to a ball game that day. And we come in just ahead of it. Boy,
we have some pretty good ones through
there. Oh, yeah, hit blowed that house into match stem. Blowed that stuff all over against the railroad dump over there. Well, I'm going to run. I told Irene I'd be down there about the time she got off work.
Okay.
I think we'll go down.
It's too late to get your check cashed in the morning now.
Oh, well, I'm...
You can cash it anyway. Said y'all was going down.
We're going down to see Jack tomorrow sometime. I don't know when they get off, when they'll get off and get ready to go. I'll see you again before I leave.
Okay.
Nice meeting you. Glad to meet you.
Be careful.
Yeah.
That's your wife.
Yeah, he got it blocked out there. Your name again? M or B?
Kid,
this is my wife, Mr.
How are you?
He's wanting to know all about how much education you have.
Oh, dear.
You finished high school?
What is it?
Oh, he's just got a,
I'm
got
working
a tape
on
here and everything.
A research project. It's a study of Southern speech. And I was asking about some of this background.
I finished the 10th grade.
10th grade.
Through high school.
I thought you finished high school. I didn't know.
I have license. It's practical. My license practical nurse. So I had to do some of my high school work when I was taking nurse. Of course, I never did get a diploma, but I had to take some courses and things like that. But I do have my license in Oklahoma, and I can still practical nurse.
Yes, ma'am.
Whether that means anything or not.
So I was just asking a little bit about y'all's background, though.